Okay. And we can... I'm getting a double back here. Okay. Okay, I should say good evening to listeners. This is the Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barton is my name. And we are here today live on Saturday, the 9th of... Saturday, 9th of June, 2018. It's already the 10th year in the UK. I'm here in the UK, in Wales, in the UK. And I said I'm reporting here from Britain, which is falling apart. I mean, it's absolutely, society here is truly falling apart. But we have now in London something like 60 motorbike attacks per day going on in London. These trikes that these young gangs go around on, stealing Rolex watches, hitting people for their phones, or just going in, smashing their way into jewelry shops, and just a lightning strike. And trying to get mopeds, that's what they are. This absolute epidemic, quite expensive, these mopeds, and young brats on mopeds who are going around in gangs, stealing and attacking. And there's something like 60 a day in London, right? And about 20 knife attacks a day. It's just become a lawless city now. And they are using these zombie knives, which are, even some armies don't use them. They're so dangerous, these outrageous. So if we had graphics on a running video, we could show, there's one picture here in the Daily Mail. It's about 18 inches long. It's a horrendous looking thing. But every other day, you'll see it on the Daily Mail website on a daily basis. It's just got out of control. And we have this creature in charge of the Metropolitan Police, a poison lesbian dwarf herself, Cressida Dick. This is the woman who gave the okay to shoot the South American electrician. They thought he was a terrorist there about 10 years ago, with absolutely scant evidence, because he had a bulging stomach and he got on a tube train. They presumed he was carrying a bomb belt. And she gave the instruction to for the marauding police agents that were going around to move in and attack him. Because he's living in a block of flats where there was a suspect, he thought he was one of them. But outrageous piece of intelligence gone wrong. And this one now has moved up the line after I gave her all sorts of awards and the police medal, etc. And she's back now, having been to the Home Office, the Foreign Office, seconded to the Foreign Office. She's back now as head of the Metropolitan Police. But as I say, later in the program, at the top of the second hour, I'm going to play a very important piece. It's a video, YouTube audio video, by Paul Watson. And not Paul Jones, Paul Watson. He's an individual English journalist who has been trying to speak up for British rights and expose this appalling denial and crackdown by the British police, the British media, of not reporting on these. It's now gone into the courts for a very brave woman, whistleblower, blew the whistle in 2012. 15 years of Muslim rape gangs raping 12-year-old girls who were vulnerable, girls who were in care, and going around and trafficking them around cities in the north of England, and the police did nothing about it, and there was 1,200 girls involved and young people over many, many, many years. And the trial that Tommy Robinson was covering, he had a ban order not to come near any of the courts, and he had a suspended 3-month sentence just for being a journalist, but he did break that protocol, and he was within hours of being arrested outside Leeds Court. The court case was moved to Leeds in the north of England. He was arrested, and within 15 hours, he was in prison for 13 months. They increased his sentence. So you probably, everybody has seen the major protests about freeing Tommy Robinson. But Paul Joseph Watson describes this very vividly, and we'll play that at the top of the at the beginning of the second hour of today's program. And then we have this other gutless creep. It never makes me puke every time they cover him in there. The Archbishop of Canterbury, the head of the Anglican community worldwide, the Archbishop of Canterbury, saying recently, his latest statement, will you hear this, that the European Union is one of man's greatest achievements, second only to the Romans. Right? Hear that? The European Union is one of man's greatest achievements, second only to the Romans. This is this gutless creep trying to provoke a collapse in the Brexit negotiations. And it is pretty sick, the Brexit negotiations going on with Theresa May. Her own cabinet are warring publicly and privately about which way the negotiations should go. And of course, the European Union is having a field day, and it's pitiful to look at. It's absolutely pitiful. And now Theresa May has managed to fall out with Donald Trump as well. So Britain is pretty much adrift in all these areas, left, right, and centre. It's every bit of we may be getting a good summer here, but society is basically falling apart, and political correctness is destroying this society at just about every level. And we had a case recently, it's a piece that I'm going to do now in a minute, about a young farmer in the west, southwest England, was actually over a year ago, who had depression, and he was very bad with it. And his family were trying to look after him, a young wife, and he had good people around him. And he finally got an appointment in the NHS to see a psychiatrist. Well, God help anybody going to see a psychiatrist, which was 9 months away. 9 months away. 2 weeks later, he took his own life. It's that area down there, there's been a useful side effect. I shouldn't say it's a man's death, but his family and local people have formed what is very successful now, a self-help group to help people and spot people suffering from depression. And they're making massive progress. I've been in touch with them. I've written an article, which I'm going to read out now in a minute. 5-page article about for help people to recognize depression and to take action on it. But the thing I mentioned, well, it's a good time ago now, there's an outstanding whistleblower who wrote the book about deadly medicines and organized crime, Dr. Peter Gutchy, who exposed the appalling criminality of the pharmaceutical industry. But also his second book, which is hard to get. Amazon not just pulling it aside. They've actually pulled the book. Extremely hard to get. I've now this week discovered a book group in Holland. He's based in Copenhagen, Dr. Peter Gutchy. But he writes extremely well and he's exposing the total criminality of medicine and the criminality also of the psychiatry profession. But he was part of the group who founded a thing called the Cochrane Collaboration, and they are helping people found self-help groups of independent people, experienced people, people with depression, and doctors who do not prescribe SSRIs, and help people with nutrition and therapy and counseling, and they're making massive strides and helping people deal and cured from their depression. And as Mike Adams has confirmed, his laboratory tests and his tests with people that in Natural News, people who take 250 milligrams of magnesium a day can stay out of the depths of depression. Now, there's many protocols. Bill Deagle has them in NutriMedical. A group that's very, very strong. There's three I'm very happy to name, NutriMedical, Natural News. They're just pure information of how to deal with these things. And also Green Med Info. Green Med Info and Mike Adams of Alliance recently, I'm very glad. And helping people with depression and mental illness and identifying it. But the piece, Dan, I'll go through it here now, my own piece, psychiatric illness and the prison of defective treatment, meaning if you go to a doctor or a psychiatrist, you're actually in a prison. And I'm saying here, God help anyone who suffers depression and mental illness anywhere in the Western world today in 2017. They are up against a totally corrupt and incompetent psychiatric profession, and the bought and paid for pimps in the medical profession known as general practitioners, your local doctor with a bedside manner and a prescription pad in his hand ready to write a prescription. And they said the first thing that psychiatrists and doctors usually do with a patient is to isolate them from their nearest and dearest or other half, be that husband or wife or partner, under the guise of confidentiality, right? It's like sustainability in the mouth of the United Nations. Confidentiality, that's a great mask to hide under the medical profession. People want to wise up to see, nobody wants their medical records given to anybody. But in terms of treating people with depression and mental illness, you have to do it with two people, the patient suffering and the closest person to them. There's no way you can analyze what is the best help and find out the full story. That's whatever you decide the treatment is to be. But the full story cannot be ascertained from the person with depression. They will leave it out, let's say, and some people will lie, et cetera, et cetera. And we all have learned how to spin information in this world. And that is the first thing that you get hit with, this con job of confidentiality. It's confidential between the psychiatrist, the doctor, and the person close to them. Say there's three people, that we can be full confidentiality there. But to use this confidentiality that they can't talk to the partner of the person with depression is an absolute attack on the patient, a straightforward attack. There's no doubt about it. And the amount of people I know in my own life, 15 people I was counting the other day, I was writing down their names, that I know very well, seven of them have depression. One or two know they have, the others don't. And they're causing their havoc in the businesses they're running and falling out with people. And I'm coming to that list in a second in this article. And they said that this tactic is also to exclude any partner or of the patient from the visible incompetence of the same psychiatrist or doctor. That's the first reason they use that confidentiality rule. It is also used to confuse the patient as to the destructive nature of pharma drugs. In short, the deletion of a sound witness to the treatment being given and the assessment of all the patient's circumstances and the level of accuracy of the patient's reporting of his own symptoms is removed, right? And I've seen this time and time again, and especially a young person I've been helping for many years, talking to her recently, in the hospital in the north of England for 2 years now. And she's not having attacks anymore, but there's been no real progress in her demeanor. The next super attack on the presenting patient with such disorders comes in the prescribing of the very dangerous SSRI drugs and the proven shocking side effects of the same pharma drugs and the stated and published risk by the same drug companies that there is a risk of suicide by taking SSRIs. It's on their literature, right? And a person with depression in most cases is in a suggestible state, as they have generally sought help from what they believe to be an honest broker, a doctor. Sad to say, that's rarely the case. The evidence to all the above criminal tactics of doctors, psychiatrists, and the combined perpetrators run by Big Pharma, because they control the medical training as well, in all of this is crystal clear to anyone who investigates these perverted medical treatments today. And I want to say the actual criminal records of these pharma drug companies is truly shocking. And the fact that all of them have been fined millions of dollars, in some cases billions of dollars, in some cases over $1 billion fine, that is GlaxoSmithKline, for selling under prescription untested drugs, should be sounding the alarm bells with the public and the mainstream media. But what you will also find is the craven cowardice of the mainstream media, the MSM, in their failure to expose all of this because of the advertising revenue. Well, that's in America. You're not allowed to advertise drugs in Britain. Revenue they receive from the pharma industry, especially in the United States. In Britain, it's the medical magazines they have a grip on, and the writers and the research grants that they control right across the system for doctors and scientists. That's worldwide. But it gets worse. The entire medical training of doctors and psychiatrists in the University of the Western World are run on the direct policies of the pharmaceutical industries, who are supplying 90% of all scientific research grants. These same scientists who have always signed non-disclosure agreements at the same time. Big Pharma's grip on scientific research and training is tyrannical and comprehensive in just about all the medical training colleges across the world. I can't find any that are where it isn't. I have many doctors in my own extended group of people and family, etc. But two of the finest up-to-date books ever written about all of this part of the criminal medicine are by Professor Peter Gotchi, who has comprehensively blown the whistle on all of this in the following titles. And believe me, these two books will save any concerned patient or their close partner of same person a lifetime of struggling and research by reading these two books. They're not cheap, about 30 quid sterling each, and they're hard to get. The first one is Deadly Medicines and Organized Crime, How Big Pharma Has Corrupted Healthcare. And the ISBN number is 978-184-619. But anyway, if you put the title in Deadly Medicines and Organized Crime, Peter Gotchi, it'll come up on Amazon for all the details about it. And the second one is Deadly Psychiatrist and Organized Denial. And that's Peter Gotchi again. And by God, does he rip it. He worked in he's a doctor. He worked in all these areas. He was a medical rep as well. He's been inside the system. He knows exactly how it works. But as I say, that these two books will astound you as to the criminality you're dealing with. It's like the mafia. But there is profoundly some very good news in book two, and it gives you a crystal clear view of some very powerful alternative treatments which have been put together by the Cochrane Collaboration. And they encourage people to form groups based on their system, open to the world for people to contact them in Copenhagen, and they're in Oxford in Britain as well. Where, and I hope to have Peter Gotcha on this program. It will be an ungodly hour for him. He'll be coming out at 4 a.m. his time on Sunday, if he does. But the Cochrane Collaboration, where patients and concerned relatives and enlightened doctors have come together to solve an enormous amount of psychiatry disorders without the use of pharmadrugs, mainly with mineralization, herbalists, nutrition and exercise, and a friendly group where people can discuss their problems and also be checked and reprimanded when they're doing things wrong, which is forever going on about as well. People have to be challenged with depression as well. Most of the depression patients who attend these groups recover and go on to give profound help to newcomers and live very good lives. And I've written about the top 12 characteristics of somebody with depression. Watching this since I was a teenager, I could always spot people with depression. Withdrawing from the traits they exhibit are withdrawing from previously normal activities, number one. Number two, eliminating former friends from their circle of friends. Neglecting to eat properly. Number three, or four, not wanting to be interrupted in lengthy conversations, having unnecessary fallouts with friends, taking things literally and not wanting to be questioned, placing too much trust in newcomers they have recently met as if they were long-term friends. I've seen that at very close range. Pursuing unrealistic projects without any planning, not wanting to negotiate the price of something, taking up fundamentalist positions on a myriad of subjects, stopping using a natural talent that they possessed, generally isolating themselves and withdrawing from society, but also falling out with friends regularly. In short, their emotional and social judgment goes to hell. And I've seen that very, very rapidly in many cases, and I've served my time in this area with people in my family had depression, and also other people I've come across. I've done a lot on this area. But anyway, people in this situation need very dedicated friends and family members working, challenging them when they are making very detrimental decisions or acting in serious error. One of the worst additional medical conditions to depression in parallel is having a sleep disorder. And again, I see this. It is really risky. The sleep disorder is after the break, and we should be back in 3 or 4 minutes. Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Not wanting to be interrupted in conversations, having unnecessary fallout with friends, let's say that again, taking things literally and not wanting to be questioned, placing too much trust in new people they have recently met regardless of status, pursuing unrealistic projects without planning, not wanting to negotiate the price of things, again, no patience left, totally no patience for anything, taking stress, taking up fundamentalist positions on a myriad of subjects, stopping using their natural talent they possess, and generally isolating themselves and withdrawing from society. But I reckon 80, 75% plus of people with depression also have a sleep disorder. And one feeds the other, and then they stop eating properly. And it's a vicious downward spiral. And this is where the person closest to them, if they don't intervene, that person is absolutely useless. It's absolutely disgraceful how incompetent and stupid people, and they keep calling things, describing somebody as being awkward or difficult to be. Well, are they that, or do they have these characteristics of depression? But every week from now on this program, I'll do at least a half an hour or an hour of good news information about dealing with depression, sleep disorders. I'll do that every week from now on. I have the basis of doing it now, and the information people have assembled, some of them in the UK here, and maybe David Healy, who's an outstanding psychiatrist, really genuine guy, took on the Lasso Smith line on behalf of a couple in Gillette, Wyoming. BBC did a special documentary on it, and he beat them in court. He beat the crap out of them. considering the dirty tricks they pulled on him. But we'll see how that goes. But this emergence of self-help groups is very powerful, and they can only go from strength to strength. And the DPJ Foundation, that stands for Daniel Picton Jones. They're very open and honest. That's to commemorate Daniel Picton Jones, a young farmer, 34 years of age, who was suicide, seeking help. We had pretty good people around him, but he had a lot of problems. But talented man, good farmer. He was actually a farming contractor with machinery. And he was given an appointment finally, 9 months hence. 9 months! He needed help then, that day, that week. And he wrote a note to his wife, thanking her for his help, and say, "I'm sorry, too late for me. I can't get the help. I won't say how he convinces. That's why the DPJ Foundation in South West Wales, down near Haverford West, is an outstanding group. I'm going to see them soon. I've sent them down a couple of articles and stuff. But they are making great progress and waking up what is a very proud group of people. The farming community never want to interfere with each other. You have to intervene. Say a single elderly farmer living on his own, which is going downhill. Well, the smart thing is to do to get together and send the right type of person initially to see him, to contact him. And if he doesn't have relatives around, you do have to intervene. That's something people are very bad at doing. They don't know how to do it. But I'll write more pieces myself. I have a lot of information here. And every week we'll be doing something on. As of this week, the 9th of June. But what else did I have on this article? That's really it on that article. But the DPJ, I'll probably have the information from them this time as well. But getting back to mundane matters, this thing which I would love to be able to demolish with the JCB is these wind turbines. There's an article here in the Daily Mail saying that in Britain they've now released the gruesome truth that wind turbines producing just 2% of Britain's power, and we have them littered all over the place defacing the countryside. And most of them are switched off 75% of the day, and they need electricity to start them up. And so they are connected to electricity. Can you believe wind turbines? Meaning not output, input. Okay, we're at the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey, and coming back in from the bottom of the hour break. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and I've been dealing initially today with, the horrendous crime in London. It's just out of control by these moped bike gangs and knife crime. And they're nearly all black and nearly all Muslim, the perpetrators, right? An absolute epidemic over there. But I went on to talk about their an article out that I did for a foundation on depression and sleep disorders. But as every week from now on, we'll have a piece on that, at least half an hour, maybe an hour, on solutions. Absolutely, solutions. Not just describing the problem. 75% of it will be solutions, right? I'm geared for doing that now. But reading this, it's music to my ears, these appalling epoxy wind turbines, they're a disgrace and they'll be rusting hulks. They're built with subsidies and they don't make money, they won't make money on the grant for them, and the electricity allowance has been cut. We've privatized electricity system here, which I know to have six companies carving up the electricity system in the UK. And the turbine people are losing money, and but there won't even be the money to dismantle these giant things. They're absolutely enormous. This article in the Daily Mail is saying still conditions in the past, meaning no wind, still conditions in the past week have meant Britain's wind turbines came close to a standstill. The wind drought saw turbines generate less than 2% of the country's power at one point. Britain is supposed to have 15% of its power from wind turbines currently, twice as much as coal. Well, they sabotage the coal industry to make the steel industry profitable. Margaret Thatcher did that. Britain has something like 500-year supply of coal still underground, and by God, I know in the future they'll be scrambling to get it going again. But considering they don't have to send miners down, you can open cast mining. I worked on the water, but you can open cast down to a half mile, 3 miles down without putting dangerous mining situations in. It said last Sunday this figure fell to 1.8% of the national grid fed by wind turbines. On Saturday it was 2.6%, and from Monday to yesterday the amount varied from 6.7%, well, that's high, to 8.8%. Yet the same points in March during the beast from the east when we got a severe winter, wind power contributed the biggest share of the nation's electricity generation. In one stormy day, wind power produced 14.3 gigabytes, 35% of the national grid requirements. Nuclear power supplying 17.5%, and coal still supplying 13%. But what they stupidly haven't done, they're arguing about this political correctness of zero carbon footprint and all the rest. We have natural gas available to us around the continent, and we should be building gas turbine stations. Again, they're trying to do this ridiculous green energy crap. But forecasters predict that calm conditions to last until the middle of the month. Critics of wind power are likely to point to the current wind shortage as evidence of its unreliability. But supporters say improvements in storage technology will allow power generators by wind to smooth out demand. No, it won't. The cost is astronomical. Like this appalling crap they talk about investing in electric cars, never mind this driverless car rubbish. If Britain had 15% of the car population electric, the grid would collapse every morning for half a day. That's been worked out by a very simple environmental engineer. But the BBC don't want to hear that because they're politically correct, you see. Earlier this week, Greg Clark, the Secretary of State for Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy, signaled the UK was not willing to rely solely on wind power. Said it would take the next step forward, agreeing that he would take the next step forward, agreeing to help Hitachi finance a new nuclear reactor. Well, they have a commissioning period of 11 years. Standing here with no energy for their belt. Responding to National Grid wind figures, Frank Gordon from the Renewable Energy Association said wind power was performing strongly along other sources of renewable energy. Really, that's absolutely crap. But wind farm owners then received compensation. I'm jumping ahead here too much. They said, while advances in the storage energy has meant power can be kept for longer and the process is yet to be perfected, not generating enough power is not only challenging wind turbines, not the only challenge wind turbines face. Sometimes they have to shut because they produce too much power, leaving British electricity network unable to cope. Isn't this wonderful? The wind farm owners then receive compensation, known as constraint payments, for not producing electricity. I'll do the entire sums on this, and it's a disaster. The money is paid out by the national grid, but is ultimately charged to consumers and added on to your electricity bills for this crap experiment of wind power. Wind power is growing in importance in the UK, and it is the world's sixth largest producer of wind power at a hell of a cost. There are currently 8,898 wind turbines in the UK, 20% of which are located offshore. Wind power currently has a capacity of over 20 gigawatts. This is enough power to supply 12 million homes. Well, anyway, we'll leave that out. But wind power, an absolute living disaster, no doubt about it. But we go on to this thing that I'm always on about, this cell power and this media brainwashing of people, not only the actual information brainwashing, this dirty electricity coming off cell phones, cell towers, and routers. It is actually another cause of depression and lots of other disorders as well. The researchers rank Instagram as the worst social media app for young people. young people's mental health. David Williams is writing this article, and he's saying here, social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter have been a boom for most people. They allow users to connect with each other and while also enjoying access to a number of extra features at the same time. However, not all of them are beneficial. In fact, many of them can be harmful to one's mental health. And they go on to say here, researchers from the Royal Society of Public Health, in cooperation with the Young Health Movement, YHM, recently wrapped up a report that focuses on the world's biggest social media sites. And they are offering up to offering up some horrifying conclusions. It's that all of the social media sites on some level are simply terrible for people's mental health, specifically for the youth. And when pitted against one another, the photo sharing social media app Instagram ranked worst of all young people's mental health, mental well-being. The report put together by the RSPH and the YH and Stages of Mind, a publication, is based on a survey of almost 1,500 young people aged 14 to 24 from across the UK. Sometime early in 2017, the survey simply asked the participants to score how each of the listed social media platforms they used affected them, as far as 14 specified health and well-being related issues were concerned. And they list them here. The 14 health and well-being related issues and related to this using this equipment are as follows. Awareness and understanding of other people's health experiences affected. Access to health expert health information. You know you can trust. Well, they obviously don't trust. Emotional support. Empathy and compassion from family and friends. Well, that's missing as well. Anxiety. Feelings and worries and nervousness. Well, that's isolation causing that. Depression. Feeling extremely low and unhappy. Loneliness. Yes, they're talking, tapping a keyboard all day. No interaction with people directly. Sleep, quality and amount of sleep. That is absolutely. Self-expression, the expression of your feelings, thoughts and ideas. Well, that's quite hard in a politically correct society. I mean, you're bound and gagged. Well, if you believe that crap. Self-identity, ability to define who you are. I never had a problem doing that. I regard myself as a revolting peasant. That's a status that can't be taken away from me. But body image, how you feel about how you look. Well, I know very few people see me, so they have a face for radio. Real world relationships, maintaining relationships with other people. Community building. Well, that's something young people are just not involved in. Feeling part of a community and like-minded people. Yes, again, isolation. Bullying, threatening or abusive behaviors. That's why they can't cope with this. Just rubbish of being cyber attacked on the thing. Just switch it off, you know. They think this is somebody they know. FOMO. Well, that's a new one to me. Fear of missing out. Oh, yeah. FOMO, that is a new one. Fear of missing out. Feeling you need to stay connected because you are worried things could happen. Be happening without you. Yeah, yes. Well, that's delusional. We have some of those kind of people calling into RBN from time to time. Get more like this without being censored. Okay. In-house ADA for actual news. It is based on these issues and the subsequent ratings that these 14 issues that the survey participants gave the researchers that a short, unofficial, worst social media platform for young people's mental health list was created and based on average scores. Well, this is where they asked them directly. I think if you interviewed, got to know these people and observe them, you get a far more accurate survey. And I think it would be much more deep-seated again. The survey itself is, it's probably peripheral. And they're naming the top five ranked in order to best to worst are YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram. Well, YouTube is now, and Google is the censorship medium of the world. And according to Shirley Kramer, CBE, the chief executive, which has a title, CBE, commander of the British Empire, the chief executive of RSPH, social media plays a key role in the lives of impressionable youths. That's the problem. Social media has been described as more addictive than cigarettes and alcohol and is now so entrenched in the lives of young people that it is no longer possible to ignore it when talking about young people's mental health issues, she explained. Throughout our... we have a generation of people who have been raised by Facebook. and Google and things like that. The emotional deprivation. We used to point to California. Their parents were so busy socializing and being members of this and the other, they hadn't time to talk to their children. And social deprivation, I see it all around me in that regard. And people talking to their children, shouting at them like they were a dog, you know. And I gave an example recently of outside the supermarkets, and outside I sling the groceries back of the car. I might be listening to a radio program before I drive out by the limits of parking in these places. There's now a time limit you can stay in these car parks. But I constantly see young women of all social classes coming back to the car, laden with groceries and a trolley, a young toddler with them, and they start packing the groceries in the car, and they're shouting at the child to stay put. And I often intervene and say, would you ever put the child in the car first and strap him up and then put your lousy groceries in the car, woman? And I've tackled traffic wardens doing this, and they just haven't. They cower like I was standing over them with a machete. I mean, it is pitiful out there, absolutely pitiful. But there you are, life in Britain today. There is one possible solution to this problem, however. Kramer notes that as the potential harms from heavy use of social media becomes more and more evident, there's a needs to be checks and balances put in place to help individuals cope. Well, I don't know how you're going to do that. They're not toddlers, you know. I mean, they're meant to have grown up with maturity, but they've grown up too fast and they didn't mature properly. It's part of this. So they have to need a new name to describe the disorders of young people brought up in the computer age. We want to promote and encourage the many positive aspects of networking platforms and avoid the situation that leads to social media psychosis. Well, they probably have a new phrase there they love to play around with. And then you'll have GlaxoSmithKline coming out with a drug for social media psychosis. This will turn you into a complete zombie. As Mark Dice proves as he interviews people along the promenade in San Diego. Deagle is down there as well in San Diego, but I think he lives in a gated community. But the people on the, they're not lovely people. They're nice people, I have to say. But they don't know anything, and Mark Dice is just always taking the piss out of them and asking them to sign petitions for bizarre things. And they nearly all signed. And the ones he did, which was absolutely outstanding, he tried to give away a gold coin or a Hershey bar, and they all took the Hershey bar, chocolate bar, and they didn't know what to do with the gold coin. And then he gave a silver coin away, and then he upped the ante. He gave a 10-ounce, offered them a 10-ounce bar of silver, which was $150. And they looked at it and thought it was a doorstop or something. And they took the chocolate bar. So there. And he did it four times, and he could not shift the gold or the silver. But a very good piece of social survey. Very, very, very good. Very, very good. But it says a hell of a lot about California. But and there's two articles here. Just one. Wall Street Journal now covering hypnosis as a form of effective, validated medicine. Alternative medicine is the new medicine. What? Natural medicine, you know. But another one, exploring the dark side of the internet, how social media can make us do things we wouldn't normally do. Well, that's really a follow-up from that previous article about young people being affected by social media. I just do this piece. And Lance D. Johnson is writing this for Mike Adams of Natural News. And we did a video piece, an audio piece last week, where Mike Adams was talking through quite a long piece on how we're being tacitly being hypnotized by media tricks, you know, et cetera. But he's saying here, this guy Lance Johnson, a study from Michigan State University explored the dark side of the internet and showed that how social media can make people do things they wouldn't normally do. Well, I think the younger you are, the more vulnerable you are. The study published in Present Tense Journal, lots of publication, took a closer look at something called a super platform. Super platforms, which are used, which are user experiences across social media platforms. I hate this. That manipulate social media users to perform actions they aren't aware of and which aren't in their best interests. Like people saying they met such and such a person on the internet. I just look at these people and say, what kind of a person is this? But oftentimes social media act as a mask, shielding users from repercussions of their typewritten words. Social media allows users to boast and vent frustrations about certain things, things a person wouldn't normally blurt out loud in a crowded room of real people. These internet masks change how people interact with the computer online. Okay, we're coming to the break, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
A lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Very good, and we're coming back into the last piece of the first hour, and I've been trawling through articles on the damage that social media does to young people, and it says exploring the dark side of the internet, how social media can make us do things we wouldn't normally do. But and it says here, often social media acts as a mask, shielding users from the repercussions of their typewritten words. Social media also allows users to boast and vent their frustration about certain things, things a person wouldn't normally blurt out in a crowded room, etc. And the that super supra platforms, what are those, are built from this sensation. When someone posts praise or criticism about something or someone, it gives them more power. That power is multiplied when other online users get behind the praise or criticism. An errant rumor about someone online can grow and quickly garner passionate emotional support from many social media users. These emotionally manipulated users can be tricked into attacking or terrorizing certain users, groups, or belief systems that are center of a rumor of accusation. Well, their belief systems in the beginning are that they're running after somebody is totally wrong. I think these left-wing views and New Age beliefs are based on total emptiness. I mean, it's just absolutely appalling, demonic. And like the current generation now are trained to attack anything to do with being conservative. And they themselves misunderstand the word. They think socialism is the answer to everything. Socialism is tyranny and destruction. That's what it leads to. Look at California. Have a look. And the South American countries imploding. There's an article later on today about California, but does your tweet, hashtag, or comments online may not be coming from an authentic place inside you. Scrolling Facebook makes you less likely to have an original thought of your own, allowing you to mindlessly echo what you've read. You could be manipulated into supporting an attack on someone or some group. Your emotions might be susceptible online to engage in dark patterns, where you perform actions that aren't in your best interest. For example, the trending news that Facebook portrays on its homepage can motivate many Facebook users to engage in conversations and take sides they wouldn't normally take up, etc., etc., etc. Further down this article is that Facebook, like other social media platforms, is designed to give people antidepressant dopamine rushes as they seek. And again, these users seek more and more likes on their posts. Like they want to be somebody, because it's like, I give the example, people put tattoos on their body for one reason. I said this to somebody recently and they went ballistic. And I said, people who feel they've little in here, the gray matter, put something on their arm. And I said, that is the fundamental reason. And I said, that's it. And they went ballistic. That there you are. But it's this kind of mental technique. But anyway, we're coming to the top of the hour. Short break, and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.